Starting this fall, several UW-Madison departments will offer undergraduates the opportunity to earn a certificate in aging studies. I'm Jill Nadeau. This is the Larry Mueller Show. And leading the certificate program and joining us in the studio is Jamie Goldberg. She's a clinical assistant professor in the UW-Madison Sandra Rosenbaum School of Social Work. What would you like to know about this new program? Well, give us a call, 800-642-1234. And of course, you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we really appreciate it, and we appreciate hearing about this new certification program. Right off the bat, what is certification program compared to getting like an undergraduate degree?
So this is really meant as an addition. At UW-Madison, we don't have minors. We have certificates.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Yeah, so okay. Students across campus have the option of taking, there are hundreds of certificates that are offered, and it's really meant as a complement to their degree. Many courses can count double or even triple. So they could be taking courses in their major, mm-hmm. and courses for their certificate can count.
That's neat. As well. Yeah, things have changed since I graduated, you know, back in the eons ago. So, yeah, that's really great. So, you know, the U.S. Census Bureau has said that by 2034, older adults will outnumber children under the age of 18 for the first time in the United States history. What do they mean by older adults first? And what challenges is that going to bring us?
Yeah, so the U.S. Census Bureau defines older adults as 65 plus. We know, however, that people are living longer.
Sure.
We often look at that. We often hear that as a quote-unquote burden on the system, or how are we going to deal with this? And I would really like to reframe that.
I agree with you. Having that, the 65 is coming up real close, and I don't feel like a burden.
So. Right. It is our responsibility as a society to care for everyone, mm-hmm. regardless of age, and regardless of their contribution, quote unquote, to the system. We often think of older adults, if they're not working, they're not, quote-unquote, contributing to the economy, mm-hmm. and therefore they're sometimes seen as superfluous. And I think a certificate like this really helps us to say, we see you. We see that older adults are living longer, and that individuals who are 65 plus are not a homogeneous group. Not even close. And so if you think about, I actually teach this to my students on day one. If you think about the age difference between 65 and 85, that's 20 years. For many of my students who are in the class, that's actually their entire lifetime.
Right. Yeah.
And if we think about the changes that happen from 0 to 20, there are many changes that happen from 65 to 85 or plus. And I think we need to start thinking about older adults as a heterogeneous group with very, very different needs.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to mention, because I know you brought up the census data, we actually have new census data from Thursday.
Oh, from Thursday. Wow. Hot off the presses, people.
Yes, exactly. And that data found that older adults now outnumber children in 11 states.
Wow.
So it used to be a handful of states, mm-hmm. and now it's 11. And the ratio of individuals 65 plus to those under 18 actually grew in every single state.
So how are we doing in Wisconsin?
We're not quite there yet. We're not one of the 11 states just yet, mm-hmm. But it is projected that this is, as you mentioned, this is going to be widespread across the U.S. by 2030.
That's less than 10 years.
Exactly.
It goes really fast.
Exactly.
So what are the challenges then that you have to deal with and that the rest of us have to deal with?
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned, this is a heterogeneous group, and so there are so many different needs. In social work, we think about the life course. And what happened in childhood, what happened across somebody's life course really affects their older adulthood.
Sure.
So I had the privilege of working at the Veterans Hospital in Los Angeles for 8 years as a palliative care social worker. And I saw veterans who served our country and were experiencing premature aging because of their military experience. So I think that, you know, that's just one example of how we need to really individualize care and think about how somebody's entire life course really influences their older adult experience.
Absolutely. So I'm assuming that we're going to need more people who are professionally,
yes,
you know, they're knowledgeable about these all those differences in this aging group.
Yes.
So that's where your certificate program comes in, right?
Definitely, mm-hmm. Definitely. So I think that, you know, we often think about healthcare professionals, budding healthcare professionals,
right,
and who are thinking about careers in, medicine, pharmacy, social work, occupational therapy, physical therapy, nursing, all across the healthcare spectrum. And apologies if I left anyone out there. Those are just some examples. We often think about healthcare, mm-hmm, and absolutely we need to train our healthcare professionals to be able to be attuned to the unique needs of older adults and to really look inside to think about their own perceptions, their own myths and stereotypes that they carry, to be able to get a real picture of what older adulthood might look like and what this person in front of you, what their experience is. And we also are looking at this certificate as an interprofessional and interdisciplinary opportunity. So it's not just all of those healthcare professionals, as important as they are, but it's really beyond that. We need lawyers who potentially are interested in elder care law, journalists who cover this really important topic, as you are. We think about engineers. Actually, my eyes were open to that when I was taking a class here as a PhD student in the School of Nursing. It was a patient-centered research course. And I was sitting across from an engineering student who was thinking about human-centered design. So the example that they gave, that they were studying, was looking at how we can keep medication safe while making it actually more accessible. How mm-hmm. hard is it with somebody who might have arthritis to be able to open those packages?
Right.
You know, the warnings on medications come in 2-point font. And so
yes, they do.
How can anyone read that and actually get the information that they need? So
yeah. I would think even architects, designers, anything like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we are thinking really broadly about the needs of older adults, and those are across our entire university, population.
So then does that mean that all departments are open to this certification?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Any undergraduate student mm-hmm. can do this.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to make it very complimentary, as I mentioned. So it's 12 credits.
Okay.
And there are three options for kind of an on-ramp to the certificate. Either a psychology, a social work, or a sociology class that students need to take as kind of an introduction to the field of gerontology.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the privilege of teaching one of those classes. And then we actually have the requirement that students need to take some kind of policy or systems related class. Most of those are healthcare related.
Okay.
Being able to understand some of the challenges and opportunities within the healthcare system,
mm-hmm.
And some of the barriers that older adults might face as they're trying to navigate that.
Now
system.
You're at UW Madison, mm-hmm. but you have said that this is offered throughout the UW system.
Yes, okay. Yes. So I absolutely want to give a shout out and acknowledgement to colleagues across the universities of Wisconsin, specifically at UW Milwaukee and the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare. UW Stout has a gerontology certificate. UW La Crosse also has a gerontology certificate. So this is widespread across the UW system, and Also, I do want to acknowledge that a certificate in aging did exist at UW-Madison years ago, much, much before my time. We are so delighted to be able to bring it back now.
Well, that sounds very useful for everybody involved. What if someone is already graduated, but they think, oh, this would be great for my career? Can they take it at this point?
Yeah, so there are a few options if somebody's still working and kind of wants to expand their professional development. The best way to do that is really through UW Extension or continuing education. This certificate specifically is open to undergrads at UW-Madison at this point. But I do want to mention a wonderful opportunity for older adults. So anyone 60 or older who is a resident of the state of Wisconsin can audit classes for free here at UW-Madison. And so as a professor myself, I welcome auditors. I know many, many professors across campus absolutely love having, they're called senior auditors in their classes. As I mentioned, I teach social issues and aging in the School of Social Work. And I had two senior auditors in my class in the fall, and I just absolutely loved their perspective. They are offering their lived experience in a way that I can't.
Sure.
And the students absolutely loved it. When we did group work, they loved working with the senior auditors. And the feedback that I received from the auditors was that this helped them gain knowledge to be able to prepare for their own aging process. And it gave them hope that students who were sophomores, juniors, seniors in college were interested in this area.
Right.
And they felt like they were going to be okay and that they were in good hands with these students.
That's great. We're talking today with Jamie Goldberg. She's a clinical assistant professor in the UW-Madison Sandra Rosenbaum School of Social Work, and she's going to chair the new Aging Studies Certificate Program with an interdisciplinary team of colleagues from departments and schools across the campus, and other campuses offer this too. So call in with your questions, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Hope you can stay with us today, because coming up at 11:30, we're going to talk to Dr. Rita German at UW Health about the increasing number of deaths from alcohol-associated liver disease. And then at noon, the weather guys are back. Excuse me, they're going to return to answer your weather-related questions. But right now we are talking about that aging studies certification. And before we go to the phones, I just wanted to ask you, Jamie, about, where was I? Here we go. What are some of the common held, we talked about it a little bit, about the myths and stereotypes about older adults and aging that you're really hoping to dispel?
Yes. So we often see, and I see this in my class with students coming in, they often admit that they're scared of older adults. They're scared of somebody being mean to them. Mm. They automatically assume that older adults are really bad at technology.
Oh, gosh,
and that they are kind of boring and don't have any interests and don't have a lot to talk about. So the particular class that I teach, Social Issues in Aging, is actually a community-based learning course where students are required to volunteer as part of the course requirements. And they spend at least 25 hours over the course of the semester working with older adults, either at an assisted living facility or a nursing facility or an adult day program. Many of them are working with older adults who do have dementia, and their eyes are just opened. They're participating in activities, they're having in-depth conversations. They are often talking to retired professors who have so much to teach and so much to share. They're learning about the struggles, some of the struggles, often physical struggles, sometimes isolation and loneliness. struggles with housing, so how to stay safe, aging in place at home, or transitions to new places, and how resilient older adults really need to be given mm-hmm. those transitions, thinking about transitions from driving and challenges with transportation. So they're really exposed to all of that. And in their in our discussions in class and our their reflection papers at the end of the semester, every single one says, I had no idea. I kind of thought of older adults as this monolith. And now I realize how individualized and unique and incredible it is to be able to spend time.
Sure. Oh, that's wonderful. We do have a question from Martha in Menominee. Go ahead, Martha.
Yes. Hi. I spent years, you know, taking care of my aging father and switched. He was on a lot of medications and finally switched over to a new, younger geriatric specialist as his doctor. And this person said something very profound. He said, there is no reason that elderly people should be falling. And it seemed to me that falling down is what takes a lot of older people out of the picture permanently.
Yes.
So can you address what this program might cover in terms of preventing falls or helping the general public to see what a problem falling down is for older people?
Sure. Thank you so much for the question. And your father is certainly so fortunate to have you helping to care for him. And I will say I am a social worker by training. So I'm not a physician. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a physical therapist or occupational therapist. So I can speak to this from kind of the social perspective. But to kind of answer your question more broadly, in addition to the on-ramp three courses and the systems policy courses, there are a depth of other courses that students need to take to get to that 12 credits for their certificate, and those do cross disciplines. And so there are nursing classes and biology classes and other kind of kinesiology classes that do cover more of the biological or physical changes that we see accompanying older adulthood. In terms of the social aspect of falling, you are exactly right that this often is such a challenge. And this is where we think about architecture or home modifications that can really help pulling up rugs, making sure that older adults have assisted devices to help with mobility, doing exercises that can help with balance, and really looking at medications that can, and again, the caveat, I am a social worker, but I've seen this in years of being in healthcare, that changes in medications, you know, there are side effects, and there are often, you know, older adults are in the group of polypharmacy. So they're often taking many, many medications. And because of our fragmented healthcare system, sometimes different providers are prescribing those medications. And so they're not necessarily looking at all of the interactions. Mm-hmm. So it was so wise that you brought your dad to see a geriatrician.
Yeah.
There's a huge shortage.
Mm-hmm. There is. And that's something that this program is helping to address also. Before we go, I definitely wanted you to talk about the Wisconsin RISE initiative, specifically RISE and Thrive. Could you talk about that?
Yes. So we were so delighted in the aging studies community that the chancellor announced this RISE Thrive initiative. And it really looks at the life course, which I was mentioning before, really thinking about how we can't just look at individual pieces. We really need to look at the entire the entire life course. And so the hope is that with the RISE Thrive initiative that we'll be able to add courses that are focused on the full life course and be able to really add to the breadth of the courses that we're able to offer.
And the objective of that is just to keep everybody healthier, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right. That's good to know. If someone wants to know a little bit more about that program, I'm sure they can just Google Rise Thrive?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the best way to find out. And same with the Aging Studies Certificate. All the information is online. Yeah. If any budding students or any prospective students are out there, please feel free to be in touch.
Or if you have any students out there, let them know. They're probably, you know, doing something else right now than listening to the radio. They don't know what radio is. I'm sorry. Was that a stereotype? That was a stereotype from a boomer. I am so sorry. But you were talking earlier about volunteering. Is that part of the program too?
So one of the courses, one of the potential required courses is this community-based learning class that students can take. And we actually found that about a third of the class wanted to continue volunteering after the semester was over. So they got hooked. And anecdotally, we have seen that, that students who might not necessarily want to work with older adults who are exposed do kind of get hooked once once they're doing it.
Sure.
So,
what are some of the other, I don't know if I want to say problems, but that people can expect with the older population as it ages?
Yeah. Just in terms of volunteering, I wanted to do another plug and shout out.
Go right ahead.
There's so many different options for volunteering across campus that are not necessarily connected to classes. And so I just will mention one. There's Badger Volunteers and any program through the Morgridge Center for Public Service. Highly recommend getting involved there.
And so important.
So important, and really gives real life experience and that intergenerational connection if you're going to be working with older adults.
Yes, for sure.
And then, in terms of problems, mobility, we talked about a bit, falling. And then our kind of society is not set up so well for people who may be experiencing cognitive impairments or mobility challenges. How to get somewhere if you're not able to drive safely, and it's hard to walk to a bus stop.
If you have bus. If you have rural communities, obviously.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then potentially having to pay for cab service, let's say, that may take a long time, that may be unreliable. These are some of the some of the challenges.
Sure. And I would imagine that some of the students, knowing this, will then be able to, in turn, hopefully help provide some of those fixes to those problems.
Yes. So. One of the activities that we do, we actually covered transportation 1 week in the course that I was mentioning. Uh-huh. And I asked students to reimagine if you could start from scratch and is sort of the classroom piece that, you know, if there's not a funding issue, what would you want? What would you want to see a transportation system look like that actually meets everybody's needs or as many people as possible?
I love that. Well, Jamie, thank you for coming over and sharing your enthusiasm for this. You can feel it. I'm sure that the people in your classes absolutely love taking it. So thank you.
Such a pleasure.
Jamie Goldberg is a clinical assistant professor in the UW-Madison Sandra Rosenbaum School of Social Work. She will chair the new Aging Studies Certificate Program with an interdisciplinary team of colleagues from departments and schools across the campus. Up next, Dr. Rita German, UW health hepatologist, will join us to talk about worrisome new research about the increasing number of deaths from alcohol-associated liver disease. Thank you. Thank you.